like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I will, Lord, we worship you, mighty God. There is none like you. Fakapoe miti. That are here are gifted prayer warriors, but it's always good to create the atmosphere, amen, for the presence of the Lord to come down, for us to be able to break into that, into those heavenly places, we might call it. Wonder if we can sing that song, We Lift Up the Hands of the Ministry, because that's a big part of the place and the position of the bride, actually. Lifting up the hands of the ministry. You know what we read about? And before I go any further, anyway, we just want to welcome our manuhiri, our precious brother and sister from Lithuania. Praise the Lord. Brother Valera and Sister Anne. So good to have them here when you guys can turn around, how to do them while I'm explaining to you fellas, because when I'm there in Vilnius, I stay with these brethren, and they make sure I'm well fed. Sister Anne always piles my plate up with food. So we just want to welcome our brother and sister among us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Brother Steen, we just wanted to turn it around so you can see Brother Valera and our sister. Praise the Lord. Sister Anne, these are our prayer warriors that fast and pray. And we wanted to start our prayer meeting with this. I suppose I brag about them quite often, because I think the group of prayer and fasting is one of the most fruitful offices in the church. So we praise the Lord for that, amen. And tonight we certainly want to lift up the hands of the ministry, amen. Who wrote the song? Stalin, it? Do you remember when Sister Helen wrote this song? And it had such an impact, because I think we can ride this trail again. I think we can come to a place of an understanding. When I was reading from Matthew chapter 24, and I was showing you how that the disciples, even though they were under the word, they still needed to come up higher. And that's what I was sharing with you all about, because I think we need to come up into a place where we're not limited by the effects of Mystery Babylon. We're not affected by colonialism. We're not affected by our own thinking even. We're not affected by an educational system. Because that educational system has just been conditioning our minds to be slaves in a slave market. That's what that's all about. But we're thankful that we can be free in Christ. When we're truly free, our thinking is in the Word. We don't think like this world. You know, like the quote I was saying about the prophet in that message, Perfect Faith. We don't think like the world. The Word is our first port of call. We're thinking, what does the Word say about this? Where can I find this in the Word? What can I get from the ministry to show me what's lying in the Word? And then when we see it, it's like, thus saith the Lord, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like an opening of something that we needed for that hour. And He's never failed us. Jesus always comes on the scene. And that's why I felt that we should have the prayer meeting not tonight, not on Zoom, but those that were prayer warriors could gather together and we could create that kind of atmosphere. Break into those heavenly places. Be not limited by our own minds, our own thinking. But how are we transformed, saints? By the renewing of our minds. And that's why I believe the Word is so important for us. That's why when we come into that condition of what the prophet prophesied, when the bride recognizes who she is, she'll be an invincible army. The gates of hell shall not prevail against her. And the bride, she has what? Thus saith the Lord, or she stands still. And those things are certainly have been a comfort to us over the years. So praise the Lord. I got a few things. I got a lot of dry powder for Sunday. there's so many things. You know, we only opened up a foundation on Sunday and Wednesday. We went into a little bit of detail on Wednesday, but there's so much more, saints. And I want to bring it to a place where that Mystery Babylon thinking is no longer a part of us. It don't exist no more. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will not pass away. And a part of the prayer meeting is this, lifting up the hands of the ministry. So many needs out there, saints. Lifting up into that higher realm of thinking. Lifting up an octave higher so that we can come into a rapturing faith. Amen. Praise the blessing together. We lift up the hands.
Last verse again, sister. Thank you, Lord.
Let's raise up a couple of them. We raise up a couple of. We raise up a. We raise up the value of the word. Seven seal revelation on display. Or whatever it may be. Gracious Father, what a wonderful thing, Lord, to be able to gather together with these prayer warriors, warriors of the faith, ones, oh God, that have found your heart in so many different situations, ones that have had so many victories . We've had so many challenges, Lord, locally, regionally, nationally, and internationally. And yet, Lord, when you inspire our hearts, when you come inside us yourself, and then we break into that supernatural realm, we begin to speak words that we didn't even know we had that kind of vocabulary. We begin to soar into heavenly places. And those challenges were as nothing. Before, in the terrestrial, they looked like giants in the land. And then when you allowed us to soar up in heavenly places, they were like unto grasshoppers to us that lost their effectiveness, that lost the fear factor. And our faith, oh God, began to rise up because we saw those bluffs for what they were. We could see those squatters on our inheritance, and we could apply the authority of the word and move those squatters off our inheritance. Glory! We could see, oh God, with a clarity of vision. And one of the great things about that, Lord, is that you've been so gracious to us in the teaching of the word, in the opening up of the book. And we've taken that book and we've eaten that book. We become the book. And that's why we can prophesy again before many kindreds, tongues, nations. And then the effectiveness, oh God, of the power of the spoken word. The reverberations that can go from our prayer meeting around the world, faster than the speed of light. To think, Lord, we can be praying here for somebody in Ukraine. 12, 13 hours difference in time, but the effects of that prayer can be felt immediately. At the very hour that it went from our lips. And then a supernatural God can come upon the scene. Glory! And sometimes, Lord, we underestimate what you can do through us. And it's a very humbling thing, Lord. Because we are nothing. You are everything. But how humbling that is, oh God. To know the effects of the power of a prayer meeting. Now I pray, Father, that as we come into this to set the scene, to give us, Lord, direction, leadership, all of these things, Lord, must come from your word. So I commit our service into your hands. I pray that you'd use these gifted prayer warriors as you see fit, as you've made them, Lord. You made each one of them unique. You made us, oh God. I pray that we would be comfortable in the way that you've made us. Pray that tonight, Lord, we can be who you made us to be. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. No, nobody else has to be a Brother Malcolm. Glory, there's already one too many of those. But we can all be who you made us to be. So, Father, I commit our prayer meeting into your hands. We love you, Lord. We are here to serve you, Lord. We lift up your name. Hallelujah. And I ask all of these things, thanksgiving upon our hearts, in the wonderful and blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Well, I feel his presence already. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have your seats, brethren. Thank you, musicians. You can have your seats. Praise the Lord. You know, it's real nice to be amongst gifted prayer warriors and to think that the effects of the prayer that has resounded around the world, I just wanted to remind you of these things, of how great our God is. I wanted to remind you of some of the effects of what God has done because of the prayer and fasting and because of the prayer meetings. And it's not just because of the prayer meetings, because it's also because of our prayer closets. Amen. Now remember the fasting, and I was opening up those different parts in the word. I believe that our sister Julie has transcribed actually the meeting that we had for the prayer and fasting. And Brother Steen, of course, you relay your thanks to Sister Julie. If she's in the background, she can hear it herself. Okay, sleep. And I think sometimes there's so many things coming down the pipes. You know, it just seems like we can take a hold of a scripture and it has more sense to it. And it is dependent upon the way that the Holy Ghost is leading and what he is wanting us to come into. And for me, that's special. That's something that is so unique to the bride of Jesus Christ. You imagine, no denominational church has that inspiration and has the effect that prayer warriors can have in local, regional, national, and international arenas. And to think that, you know, I remember when I was over in Belarusia and I was talking about the effects of prayer and fasting amongst the brethren. I said, we are a church of nobodies. I say, every one of you know me, but name one other person in my church. Of course, they know Sister Teresa, but names one person in our church that you know. And that's what I mean. I don't mean that nobody's in a derogatory way. I'm meaning it in a way that we come under the radar. But because of how you're taught, you have a massive impact. And this is why we should never take these things for granted. Sister Margaret, thank you for putting up those summaries that you had on the on some of the highlights of the prayer and fasting meeting that we had. And I just want to remind you, I'm still waiting for what the Lord spoke through you. You remember that was going to be a part of the report? I want to hear what he said. I want to hear what he spoke through you. And, you know, I know sometimes you'd feel a little bit shy because you're trying to work out which was me and which was him. Eh? And sometimes that can put you on the spot a little. But then you should know and understand when it's you praying and then when it's him. When he comes on the scene, it's like for me, I wait for him to step onto the platform. I go into places so many times where my notes never took me. And that's a sensitivity to the leading of the Holy Spirit. There's a consciousness of his presence. But I also want to teach you ministerial things. Things that even ministers find hard to understand. I want to teach you in that realm so that you can raise up with that kind of understanding. Amen. And this is to me a big part of what the prayer and fasting team is all about. I just want to take a hold of that scripture again from Psalms chapter 35. You fellas read it? It's special. Because this was showing us the purpose of fasting and prayer. And the psalmist is saying, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? In other words, every fiber of my being, all my bones, this is not just vocal cords. This is not just a heart. We got to come into a place where every fiber of us understands there's no one like you, Lord, which delivers the poor from them, from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. Now, if we understand the effects of Mystery Babylon, if we understand Revelations 18, verses 2 and 3, Mystery Babylon has become a cage, right? A prison without bars. And the effect that Mystery Babylon has is on the mind, because the greatest battle that's ever been fought is fought in the mind. And it's a battle of expression. The serpent wants to sow his seed in your mind, but God has already sown his word in your heart. And that's what counts, because once the seed is sown, the womb shuts. Amen. That's what it means to be shut in with Christ. So what we've got here is actually every fiber of your being is saying, Lord, there's none like unto thee. And why we're speaking like this is because we want deliverance for the people. First, you've got to deliver the mind. That's where depression comes. That's where anxiety comes. That's where fear comes. And fear comes because of the unknown. It's only our faith that can negate fear. And it's only perfect love that can cast out all fear. So you that are afraid of cockroaches? That fear can be gone. You're still a little bit. But the fear is gone. You see what I mean? There should be no fear in us, saints. And then if there's no fear and there's perfect love, we are an open book that can be read of all men. We ain't got any other agenda but the word. We haven't got any other focus but the word. We haven't got our own program. It's the program of the word. And then we're all united in the vision. We're walking in the vision. We're praying in the vision. And what are we going to do if we're walking and praying in the vision? We're going to watch it come to pass. That is what encourages and builds our faith. I feel that in my bones. And this is what the psalmist David was talking about. You feel God. It has come to a place of sensitivity. And we know how to deliver the poor and the needy from him, the merchants who are the great men of the earth, who are spoiling the poor and the needy. You know, society's wanting to get rid of the middle class, because actually the book of Revelation says rich and poor, bond and free. It didn't say rich, middle class, and poor. It said rich and poor. So the merchants are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer because the people are slaves in a slave market. And I want us to get rid of that slave mentality. I want us to get rid of that Johnny Crow. Remember that illustration that the prophet was using? That crow was tied to a stick, and then he had that, and he only had a certain parameter that he could walk in. And when they set him free, he didn't realize he was free, and he kept on, because of habit, going around that same parameter as he used to do, even though he was free. But this is why Paul was preaching, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Now we need to be free for 2025, saints. Because if we are free, then we can help to liberate others. We can see and live from eternity to eternity. Whoo! That means you have a clarity of vision. And if you don't, you can meditate on the word, because you have a relationship with God. You can put your order in and say, oh Lord, I can hear the ministries speaking this, but Lord, I'm going to need you to bring me some detail that I need for this. I can see the past, I can see these things, and there's a bit. What Fanny Crosby was crying out? Hear my humble cry. And then he comes on the scene and reveals it to you in the way that you are wired to receive it. Because you cannot just receive these things from my revelation. The Lord himself has got to come down and reveal these things to you. And then you imagine the effectiveness. Hey? Because that was one of the things that I was wanting to really achieve, not only for myself but for the whole fellowship. And you imagine the effectiveness and the power of prayer. Once our whole prayer and fasting team has been set free from our own will, from the will of man, self-will, the will of man, and we can now fulfill the will of God. You imagine, brethren, I mean, how many people can we set free under those realms? And first we start in the household of faith. You know, when since brother and sister has been home, we've had Manuhiri calling all the time, and we're always fellowshipping with Manuhiri. Sometimes we don't even know this Manuhiri, but they came over anyway, and we fellowship around the word. We create the kind of atmosphere that is necessary. Teresa, did you see Howie and Vicky at the gate? At home. They were just calling in for fellowship. So I would have loved to have caught up with them, but I was saying, bro, sorry, man, I got an important meeting that we got to make. I didn't ring ahead and say, hey, Brother Dave, you got it tonight. 5 minute preparation, because I felt this was important. Amen. But this is what I'm talking about, Brendan, that there's just such a enthusiasm to be able to do something for the Lord. There's a fire in your bones that you can't help but want to share. We were up at Rainbow Falls, and who should come over? I looked and I thought, I wonder. I didn't say anything. And of course, I'm waiting for the gift in Teresa. She'll go up and hurry-do everybody and anybody. And then she goes up. The other woman says, I know you. And Teresa looks at her, I know you too. And it was Cara and... And Kathy's girl, Grace. You know, it's just amazing, huh? All of these kind of things. And Sharon, the Burmese. Did you know that woman you sent around home was Burmese? And she was they were refugees that had to flee from Myanmar through the Bangladesh border. And I preached in her town, in her city. Now, how random is that? But how great is our God? And I made sure we got the contact details and everything of her so that we can... But when she come to the door, and she's in Carmel, sister. But when she come to the door, she was in full burqa. So they were the Muslims that the Buddhists were wanting to chase out, and it was genocide. Right? So look what God...
run into and feel safe, and they were looking for some refuge, that we can, something for us to pray about tonight, some refuge for Zoe Trees, Zoe and Bubba, 7 months old. But you know what it is for me, I'm thankful that people know where they can come for refuge.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And I was just asking a few questions. I said, well, where's the dad? And that was where the problem was. All that domestic stuff. And, you know, I would never want to see that.
True.
And our our brethren's children are our children.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Their mortals is our mortals.
Yeah.
And if they're running from something like that, we are a safe house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, this is why, brethren, I was always ministering along those lines that the church should be the city of refuge. Mm-hmm. This is the direction that we pray.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our minds have to be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our minds must be aligned with the Word.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just choosing
right.
on who comes into the city.
Right.
Because it's the highways, it's the hedges,
yes.
it's the lame, it's the blind, it's the halt.
Yes.
Can we love the unlovable?
Yes.
And these are the things that prove it. Because when we look at this portion of Scripture, I'm not just reading history.
That's right.
I want to see the Word made flesh.
Amen.
I don't want to just read about David's experience. I want to relate. I want to look into the mirror.
Amen.
I want to see this life of the Word reflecting back.
Amen.
I don't want to be somebody that's increased in knowledge, but no life of the Word flows.
Right.
I want the life of the Word.
Amen.
And I may believe if I'm hungering and thirsting for that, you must be too.
Amen.
You must have the same hunger. You must have the same thirst.
Amen.
But before we can help in that city, before we can be a citizen of the city, we have to be free.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And this is where the freedom comes.
That's it.
And it comes by the opening up of the Word.
Yeah.
He said in verse 11, false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. You know, a while back I was sharing with you, brethren, about how that after I'd been ministering about the love of God in so many different places and divine love and the revival of love and how I was misunderstood and how, a couple of close friends had sort of chewed me up and spat me out.
Yeah.
And it's something that every one of us would take hard.
Yeah.
I take those things to heart.
Yeah.
Then you can't sleep for a few days and a few nights, right? because you have such a love and a bond, and then you're thinking how misunderstood that you were. But then you gotta fall into some of these things. And the Lord is actually making you more effective.
Yeah, true.
He's molding and shaping you by rejection.
Yeah.
By being misunderstood.
Yeah.
Was our Lord rejected?
Yes. Yes.
Was he misunderstood?
Yes.
Did they want to stone him?
Yes.
Yes.
And he didn't understand the fullness of the Word.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying, says. Well, after you go through a hard time like that, after you
suffer a little, you think you suffered enough? Because it's got to come your way. Suffer naturally, suffer spiritually, be misunderstood, be rejected. Sometimes people would try to project a superiority over you as if you are some underling. This is something that Ngāti Te Tārawa and me doesn't enjoy. Somebody talking to me about a topic and think they know the topic.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, boy, you got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
You're only in kindergarten. But then I got to hold that back. I got to hold some of these things within. I just got to know how to smile at the storm. Easy, eh, Sister Susan? Easy, eh, to smile at that kind of storm? No way, man, I'm fuming. But what happens? I overcome myself. And sometimes you can hold these things for so long. Huh? Well, you know, one of the brothers must have found out, I found out what they were talking about. And then he sent a, how can I put it? How can I put it? Like a, it was like a testimony, was like a, brother, forgive me, in front of the whole church. And he was talking about the ministry and the effectiveness and all of these different things. And you sometimes, like for me, it's like, okay, bro, that's good. You know, that means that area is blocked off for me. Praise the Lord. There's so much more land to be possessed. There's other doors that will open if that door is shutting down. But you know what? I realized that was shutting down in me. They didn't want to shut that door, but I was shutting it down. Oh yeah, you want to think like that? You want to act like that?
Yeah.
And all of these things are happening in the same few days.
Yeah.
And then my heart, that was probably a little hard. You can't help but that your heart softened when you hear these kind of things. And there's a desire to restore fellowship and friendship.
That's it.
And then they realize that we need you.
Yeah.
I need you. You need me. This is a body of believers. We're all in this together.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah.
So some of the struggle is those things from within us ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And that's something that is important to understand too in our prayer. Because I have to be able to be free
from that as well. I gotta be free from my temperament that can hold me back.
Yeah.
I got strengths of my temperament, I got weaknesses of my temperament.
Yeah, of course.
My individuality.
Yeah.
My expression.
Yeah.
You idiot! Like that can offend somebody.
Yeah.
And you're so blunt, you're so. But Christ comes and mellows all of those things out. Sometimes people need to be told they're an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to do away with that all the time. Hey? So, sometimes people need it straight. Sometimes Nehemiah needs to pluck off the beards.
Yes.
Sometimes Jesus has to take the cat of nine tails, make a whip, and chase the money lenders out of the church when they're commercializing the sacrifice. But not all the time. I realize that different things come and go for the season for our learning, for our understanding.
Right.
And the Lord is the one that is in control of all of these things. You know, in this video, when I was watching the brothers, good friends of mine, dishing me up, and I felt so low. I don't know whether you realize that, but you know, you're inside dies. Part of you dies. Then I had to, every service, I had to lift myself up again. Because you always want the tautoko from your friends. These are ones that you've stood in the field with. These are the ones that you kept rank with a perfect heart in the midst of the battle. This was... I would see these things as those
those three mighty Gentiles that heard the desire of the king in the time of the harvest, and they fought their way through 15 miles of Philistines until they could bring back that cool, fresh drink from the wells of Bethlehem. When you battle with brethren like that, whew. But then what is it? Who's this for? Who's this for? It's for my character building. Have you been through situations like that? I tell you, some of the tough things that you have to go through in the ministry. That's why I wanted us to sing, "Let's Lift Up the Hands of the Ministry," because that's what can take the bride into heavenly places, or it can hold them in the light of a former age.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
Verse 11, false witness did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul.
Yeah.
Now my soul needs to be refreshed. I cannot operate under that kind of condition.
True.
But as for me, when they were sick, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. When they were sick, I immediately started to fast and pray for them. They might have spoken evil against me, but when they were sick, you know what the terrestrial fellow would have done? Good job. Teach them. That's the terrestrial man, huh? But the person that has caught the mind of God, the one that acknowledges God with every fiber of their being. As for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. You know, I was thinking about that when I saw their request for lump. And I was thinking to myself, look at, you know, Brother Dears and Sister Marla, they'll be plugging in, they'll be praying, you know, and lump's always been a fairly gentle giant and everything, huh? And then I was thinking to myself, now, I wonder if the same thing could happen for Ed. Eh? And then the answer has to be amen. Of course it can. Because that's what it takes. These are those things that we deal with. Sister, you remember when we were dealing with those things with the neighbors, with the whānau, and Brother Jim and all of the hardships, and then how long it took until we could go and shake off the dust of our feet on the bridge. And then within days, that woman that had no sickness whatsoever did. It's not something that we want to do, but we had to stop that persecution. But all of those things we did in the Word, and you know what? I had to wait until Brother Jim's attitude was right. Because I knew I could not apply those things if he was wanting revenge. But he cut my fences. He let my cows out on the road. He cut the bridge. He blasted their rock and roll music across the valley so we couldn't sleep. Man, those require some utu, right? Now, when his attitude was right, then we could apply the Word. And this is what we're talking about here in the scripture, because I believe a person who's been set free from the bondages of mystery Babylon, from the law that says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You know, you can take scripture and justify your actions.
Right.
I was talking about that on Wednesday. But this is something different, saints. Now, I'm not just procrastinating here. I'm creating an atmosphere for prayer. I'm showing you what it takes to break into those supernatural realms. When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. And that was the purpose of fasting. I humbled my soul with fasting. In other words, I fasted to get myself into the right condition to pray. That's fasting and prayer. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. You hear that? Fasting was to get me into condition so that my own prayer could come from my heart. And that's the key. Praise the Lord. Now, you may have even heard the tape. You may have read the book. But I'm sure there's still some fresh inspiration coming down the pipes. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. Now that's a close relation. And I begin to mourn for these that ridiculed me, rose up against me, spoke evil against me, as one that mourneth for his mother. Now this is the kind of empathy, this is the kind of compassion that we have to have. We have to enter into the feelings of the people before we can help to deliver them. I just wanted to read that again tonight to set the scene for prayer. Amen. It's a wonderful scripture, isn't it? And especially when it can be articulated in a way that touch your heart. It can change your life, a scripture like that. It can change our attitude. It can humble our soul, because I want my prayer to come from my heart. I see the effects of those things, saints. Praise the Lord. So there was a few things I wanted us to be praying about. One of them, of course, and this is why I was asking to lift up the hands of the ministry. There is a few families that had come to a place. They're from Brother Kuban's church. They had come to a place they wanted to pull away. They still want to do that. Now, they were wanting to start their own group with three families. Now, I never think that that is a good outcome. What do you think the first stage that I would talk to them about would be? What do you think the first stage would be? Because you're talking about a relationship. You're talking about a husband and wife situation. What would be the first port of call? What was that, Brother Larry?
Headship,
yeah. And that means what? I'm looking for reconciliation. That's the first port of call. Hey, wouldn't that be the one? Because we are here to unfold a mystery of redemption. We want to take them back into their original condition. And so I listen with a pastoral ear. I listen. I'm not listening to excuses of why this. I'm listening for a certain sound. I'm listening for material I can work on. I'm looking for an opportunity for redemption and reconciliation. And in their own minds, they might think, no, it's irreconcilable. What's the word? Say that again. Somebody that knows it, say it loud. What was that? Yeah, reconciliation. But the word I'm looking for is irreconcilable. Say, sister? Irreconcilable. See, I knew it was there. I knew it was there. I couldn't pronounce it, that's all. Now, they might think that, but that's Babylonian thinking. So, I've got to bring the word to bring reconciliation. That's one of the keys. And if there is specific reasons why something cannot be reconciled, and I've got to take those things into consideration as well. So I want you to be able to pray for these brethren, eh? Because I'm having a Zoom meeting with a couple of them now. For an example, if I know where the prophet said that if they're not being fed or different things that he says in a message, the eagle will spread their wings and fly down into the next valley. Right? There's a few reasons why. Now that doesn't mean start another group. So that's the next port of call, is where would you feel comfortable? Under which ministries? Then I'll give them the options. And if that can't work, and there's no reason why it can't, unless there is ambition. Because if they want to start another fellowship, there's got to be a true fivefold ministry. And it's too late to be wondering whether it's a fivefold ministry. It's too late. This is harvest time. I was telling the brethren, what? You brothers that are not showing fruits of fivefold ministry, and you want to take on the responsibility of raising up a church, and you want to start from scratch, and we're almost ready for the rapture? I say, how is that group going to grow into rapturing faith without true fivefold ministry? Then they realize, this is a little bit bigger than we thought. But you see the three options? One, reconciliation. Two, join yourself to an established fellowship. Three, if you are going to start another group, which one of you is a fivefold minister? And show me the fruit. Show me your adoption. Hey? Yeah. Under which tutors were you raised to bring you to adoption? Who are your governors and tutors? You see what the word does, saints? You see how the word knows the stages, knows the steps. And if they haven't got those, then find ministry to sit under. Take the whole of those three families. If you haven't got an evangelical calling that can go out into the streets and build up the church, don't even bother starting. Now, to me, that's not a bucket of cold water. Because if somebody is starting a group by revelation, not by whim, then there's something to work on. So remember that these brethren, eh? I don't want to mention any names. I want us to pray along these lines tonight. Now, Brother Freddie was wanting to have some fellowship about the desire. I think Brother Tawanda was having prayer meetings. Is that right, sister? Prayer meetings already, but they wanted to get together with me on Saturday. I can't make that. That's tomorrow. But I said that I think the only time that I was available was Tuesday. So just pray about that, because I'm not averse to, it's a big place. Whangarei has always been a hard place to get something going. The fellowship that I want is with the brethren is to
And I think they want to have some fellowship about these things too, is to just to know the mind of the Lord and how these things would work, because I don't believe that Taitokoro is our dominion. If there's a burden for a work, I want to know how you're going to work. What's the vision? What's the stages? What kind of outreach work is going to be done? Who is the tools that the Lord is going to be using? You see, there's so many different things. Where's the headship coming from? What fivefold ministry is going to be inspired enough to carry the ball and give clear leadership calls? See, there's so many things. So here's one group in Auckland, the brethren wanting to get something started there in Whangarei. I want you to pray about that. There's the brethren in Myanmar that are desiring meetings. Now, the time that we used to have was I would minister for them 10 o'clock Saturday night. Our Saturday night, 10 o'clock, which is their, I think they're 7 hours behind. So 10 is 3. Is that right? Is there 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Well, they wanted to put that back to 7 p.m. their time, which makes that 2 in the morning outside. I said, brothers, I can't do it. But I have a burden for them. I can't do that because we've got, that means I'm ministering. I start at 2. I'll probably be finished by 4. And then I've got to come and do our Sunday service. And then we've got Vietnam at 9 o'clock. So I have a burden for them, but it's just, I want you to pray that the timing is right. And I believe it's the Lord, because we were just having such good fellowship with these brethren from Myanmar. So, you see what I mean? Lift up the hands of the ministry. And they have just such a hunger for the word. I love it when you're ministering the word and it's almost like they're holding on every scripture. They're writing down these scriptures. They're ready to go. And then you see their eyes of understanding opening when you're opening up the word. And some of these things you would think, oh, that's just bread, butter, and jam. Yeah, absolutely. But it's like meat for them. So remember them in prayer as well. Now, pray for the situation with Brother Kaipara's daughter, Zoe. You remember she come up, I don't know, about maybe 2 years ago. But just so that we can really try and help out in their time of need. Brother Itok, still in the mission fields, and this and this is a thing, saints, because the inspiration that came to him from that revival of love, and then because of the expenses of the convention. Now, you imagine that, all of the people coming in from all these different regions and islands. And then, you remember I told you about the brethren that were waiting at my door about 4 in the morning. And there was about 19 of them. And I thought, oh, this is these are the ones that were there to see me off. But no, They wanted a prayer meeting. They wanted me to pray because all of these were families that come from different islands, and they were the only Christians on those islands. And they're wanting us to pray that the Lord would open up the door for them to share with those islands about the word. Well, that's the burden that came on Brother Etok. And now he's been going to these different places to minister to them, and he still ain't back yet. He's still not home. Now that started in, when did I get back? October? Eh? So he's been over there since the, out in the field since the middle of November. So that's almost 2 months in the field. That's the burden that he's got by the word. So let's remember him. And I can see, like, because all of the, there was quite a few of the Indonesia churches were online on the Vietnam meeting. And they've been a massive asset to help the Vietnamese brethren. They've been a massive asset. I mean, when the brethren from Vietnam see the way that they sing, see the way that they worship, spontaneous praise, it's had an effect on Vietnam. And I see those same things in the Vietnamese brethren as well. So let's just remember our brother Etok, because I can't wait for him to get back. I want to hear the report of what's been happening in the mission fields. Imagine that. That's over 2 months he's been in the field. But I can also sense the church is missing him, because they couldn't wait to come back online. I didn't think that they would be on last Sunday, but they were all on. So what a blessing, eh? So remember them. Say again. Yeah, where he can have, where he's got internet access, they would stream the meeting. But you know what it's like between stream and having your pastor home. It's something totally different. And did we put Brother Daniel back onto the prayer list, eh? Really quite an emergency, and he came on. Because I was telling them how we were fasting and praying for him, Brother Daniel. Him and Sister Angel came on, and he was lying in his bed. He's been hit 3 times. Raised up, hit again, and hospitalized and bedridden and so many different afflictions. I think we put that on the prayer request. But just remember to pray for him with that same kind of compassion, eh? Now, any other prayer requests that you want to put on the list for tonight? Is there any from the list that we need to be dealing with? Let me go quickly to the list. Oh, I can't pick that our chat page up on my iPad. I'm going to have to. Mate, look at how far I got to scroll to get to our prayer and fasting. And any fresh ones that have come on, being made known to your attention? Joseph's okay, sister?
Yeah, he's present with his son,
Right. That's right. That's good. So they're pressing in there. Yeah. Brother Valeri's mum, while he's been away, she had a fall. And you know, she was, because she's 88 now. And such a lovely sister. But every time Brother Valeri and Sister Anne is going away, she's like crying, "Don't go. Why are you leaving me here? And this time she had an accident. She fell and broke her pelvis. Is that right, Brother Valeri? And so she had to go into a home for care. I want us to remember her in prayer tonight. What's that? Brother Steen, you had something there too?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you? Yeah. Sister Julie, she got a pitch pain in her lower back yesterday. So she fell to the ground, asked me to come and lift her up, and that's why she is not here. She is sleeping on the sofa closer to the toilet. So she is, yeah, pain when she is moving. I put this cream on, and we prayed, and I don't know how her situation is now. I have been staying here. She's staying over there. I haven't seen her this morning. It's early in the morning here. So, but if we could keep her in prayer for these nerves to get free, not to be pitched.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Anything else, saints?
So anyway, that's why I went off and I spoke with her, and her heart was racing. She has kidney failure, so she has dialysis every 3 days. She only got a hold of me. Nobody else knows that she's in hospital with this racing heart.
Right.
And I said to her, I'll pray for you. And she really wasn't a believer. Mm-hmm. Her and I had a real good fellowship about a month ago about the word. After she said her piece, and then I said mine about the word and the understanding that I understood about what she, the scripture she brought, she's changed her attitude.
Right.
So I can fellowship with her now about the Lord. But I'm just waiting for that moment when I know I can say to her, because she's prepared to die. She's told the hospital there not to revive her. She doesn't want to live anymore because of her whole situation of her kidneys have shut down.
Yep. How old is she?
Oh, she's just turned 60.
Still young, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But she admits that she thrashed her body alcohol-wise when she was younger.
Yeah.
So that's why she's in the situation she's in now.
So, sister, why are you holding back your name?
Because they'll know her.
That's okay. It might be just a Babylonian, because if we can identify...
Hilda is her name.
Hilda. It's always good to have a name, to know how to pray and to enter into the feeling of the infirmities.
Yeah, so she'll appreciate it.
Yep, amen. Anybody else? Sister Margaret?
I think Sister Roxanne and Brother Heffa are going to be going down to see Sister Christina next week.
Right, let's keep our Sister Christina. They're going down next week?
They said the 20th when one message a while back. And our coming up camp and our fundraising at Waitangi,
right,
which is really end-time evangelism.
Right. So the camp up in Matai Bay, the fundraising, we're going down to Andrew's Church on the 14th of February. There's a little bit of activity going on, and then we got to get, sorry, is it the 14th? Is Sunday the 14th? February the... No, it's the 16th of February. We're heading to Brother Andrew's church. We. Not me, we. because I think, you know, I spent a lot of time in the international arena, eh? And our nation needs healing. And then Brother Jordan has asked me to please come down soon.
So I will respond to that as well. And then after I've got a Zoom meeting with these brethren tomorrow, the ones that were wanting counsel on what they should do with their situation. I've got a Zoom meeting with them tomorrow, and then I will go down to see them midweek sometime, just to really hone things down face to face. So just keep that in mind for prayer. So you got that? We've got the Matai Bay camp. How many weeks away is that?
Next weekend.
Next weekend, that quick?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the fundraising is the week after for Waitangi. Couple of weeks. No, not that Sunday. The following one is Auckland. We'll all go down to Auckland. So remember those things. And because I don't know, for me, a part of the focus will be here in New Zealand. And if that means we got to move around, that's right. And Brother Andy wants us to go down to Whakatane. And I said that we could go down and support him down in Whakatane with the work that he's wanting to accomplish down there. Remember that too, because you know how they can start running the race and it's so much enthusiasm and then, you know, there's rejoicing like the children of Israel that were coming up out of Egypt, and then they hit the Red Sea. It's almost like, boom, that's what's basically, I think, taking place. Now, if there's not a pastoral ministry, it's like you're having evangelism every service. You actually need pastoral ministry to grow in faith and in the maturity of the word. So at some stage, soon, before Easter, we got to get there. I think that's plenty. Now, I don't want. I'm gonna. What's your time? 8:30. Whew! Brethren, short and powerful demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Where the burden is, pray for that. And I'm not going to do the quiet, because I think when we come together, we pray together. It's not going to be me give the request and then everybody pray about that request to yourself. No, I want to hear your prayer. I want to hear the power of the spoken word. So in a meeting like this, where we've got the gifted prayer warriors, let me hear you pray. And be focused. Don't be praying about uncle and auntie down the road, and be specific. Hey? Don't pray for all the sick in the hospital. Be specific. You've heard the requests. Keep within those parameters. Have a liberty. But we've got to have a short and powerful prayer meeting. Then the rest you can catch in your prayer closet. Amen. Now, you brothers lead the way. Hit the mark and then pass the ball on. Don't think that you've got to turn the same stones that have been turned. Have trust and faith in what the other brother or sister was praying for. Eh? You can say to yourself, praise the Lord, the sister covered that. And you can move on. Or if there's an aspect of that request that you can hit it. And short and powerful demonstration, but if we've covered a certain aspect, or if there's an aspect that
that the Lord springs to your mind. Once everybody has had a bite of the apple, you can have another bite. Are you understanding what I'm meaning? Hey? But give others the opportunity to have a bite. And then if that same thing, if the Lord lays on your heart something, speak it again. That's riding the trail again. But I'll be sensitive to how the mood of the Holy Spirit is going. We've got 8:30 now. We've got 8:36 at the moment. And we want to be effective tonight. Now, what was I thinking? What else was I thinking? We've got to be able to work out how often we want this together, praying here together. Once a month, once every 2 months, what? Because after that, it's back on Zoom. Back to once every Friday. Because we got to have a balance here, right? Because we do have a lot of meetings. And I do have a lot of meetings too. I got heaps of meetings to take. When you fellas are nice and cozy in your bed, where's Pastor? Still laboring. Then I got to wake up in the morning and still minister to you. So just think about it and we can discuss it at a later date. But this was the way that we wanted to start. Amen? Because a part of this, brethren, is direction that we can give by the word. Okay? So I'll start us off. Then somebody come. You know what I'm like, saints? If there's a gap and it goes on for too long, I'll shut down the meeting. I want you to hit the gaps. I want there to be just one prayer after another. The word should have got rid of the terrestrial. And when I say that, everybody gets nervous as and they don't want to pray. The word and the inspiration is to get rid of the terrestrial. So you just come in hot. You don't have to work your way in. Do you know what I mean by you don't have to work your way in? Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. No, you're already in. Forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Nah, forget that. Man, you should have got that out of the way before you come here. Eh? I want you to hit the trail running. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Boom, get the ball, run. Just before you run out of breath, pass the ball. You don't have to go, oh, 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 and your heart dying before you pass the ball. Pass the ball while you still got energy. And then that's what I say. Have another bite of the pie. It's a good pie. I know it's a good pie, but we have to have enough to go around. Amen? I'll start us all. And sisters, if that gap is there, hit the gap. Don't feel shy about unfolding your own revelation. Eli? What?
Can you read out the requests again?
No, I just pulled them off the... I just spent half an hour. No, the ones that inspired, the ones that the Lord wrote on the tablets of your heart, pray for that one. All right? And I've covered some things with... This is why I took my time with some of these ones that we've covered. Right? Let's pray. If you want to sit, if you want to stand, if you want to kneel, you do what you need to do. Amen? Whatever you feel comfortable, you be you. And we'll pray. Because I like walking around while I'm praying. If you feel like you need to stretch your legs while others are praying, what else do we do while somebody else is praying? support the ball carrier.
Amen.
All good? Ready? Let's pray, eh? Our gracious Father. What a privilege it is, Lord, to gather together with these prayer warriors. Ones, Lord, that have been proven in the lines of battle. Ones, Lord, that have such a concern and a burden by the word. And here we are, we can join our faith together and come against all principalities and powers. I think, Lord, of that phone call as I'm coming to the prayer meeting tonight, and our brother Kaipara, a father that has a concern for his daughter, Zoe. Zoe meaning God's own life. And wanting to find refuge. And I think to myself, Lord, he rung the right place.
Amen.
We want to be able to express whanaungatanga. We want to show, oh God, the love of God that is in us. And I know, Lord, if you have ordered those things, then Zoe can have a further part of her life unfolded. She can come back, oh God, into the fullness of the book. She can enter into an atmosphere where she can feel safe, where she can feel a part of the citizenship, and she can come into the kind of fellowship with brethren of like precious faith that can upy her, that can give her some guidance and some leadership as a young mother. I pray, oh God, that you could accomplish what you purposed for that phone call. And certainly, Lord, we want to get behind some of these things. I pray, Lord, for our sister Susan's friend. Lord, she also knew who to ring. She knew where a city of refuge was. She knew where she could share her burden. And oh God, what better place to bring a burden like that than into the house of God's bread? Into a temple that you said, Lord, that the house of the Lord should be a house of prayer. And what better place to bring a request like that than into in amongst the faith that we have amongst us. So we pray, Lord, for her. And I'm asking, Lord God, even though she might have resolved within herself that she's ready to die, we know she ain't. And so they can talk emotional like this. But Lord, I ask you, give her an extension of days so that she can put her house in order.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because she can receive healing. But one of the greatest things that she can receive is that our sister Susan can impart eternal life to her, Lord. And when she imparts eternal life and there can be a response to the word, Father, like I said Wednesday, we're not looking for leaves only.
Yes.
We want fruit. Grant these things, Father, we pray. I'm thinking about, Lord, our brother Valera's mum, and here he is, Lord, wanting to come into a just longing. They've been longing for years and years to be here in New Zealand. And then the enemy comes in like a flood. And the enemy tries to bring disruption and tries to take our brother and sister's mind back to their mum. And it can't help, oh God, but that there's a burden in that direction. But I pray, oh God, Jehovah Rapha, I know, Lord, your hand is not too short. And even though, Lord, she might have a broken pelvis and the doctors would say it would take at least 6 months of rehabilitation. And I know, Lord, according to all of these statistics, her bones would be brittle. But you are a God that can restore brittle bones. You are a God that could take Ezekiel into a valley of dry bones. And you said to him, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel say, thou knowest, Lord. But he was commanded, prophesy unto those bones. And I prophesy unto those, that broken pelvis bone, O God. Hallelujah, I pray every chip of those fragmented bones will go back into their place. And I pray, O God, any crack could be healed by the power of prayer. And let the soothing balm of our faith be extended to our sister in such a way that her recovery would be so quick it would confound those that are there at that home. And then, Lord, that our brother and sister can just enjoy themselves while they are on the trip of their lifetime. Hallelujah, Lord. Because I believe that you can work at both ends. You brought our brother and sister here for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. And a part of that reason is what's happened to his mother. Now, Lord, we pray in faith and we're expecting a miracle from a miracle working God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking for wisdom, Lord, in how to counsel these brethren for this coming Zoom meeting. I'm looking, Lord, for reconciliation. Or eagles flying down into a place where they can be fed. Praise your name, Lord. And if they're going to start a church, I know what that's like, Father. I see, Lord, how that we can discern those things through our brother Jordan. And then to see their anniversary meetings and be a part of it and see the growth of the church. We know what that's like too, Lord. And to see that work prospering now because of your grace and your mercy. So I pray that you'd allow us to see into these realms, Father. Use our brother Etok.
Yes.
And I know that gallant soldier, that warrior of the cross that's been out in that field for over 2 months now. How that he would need strength, virtue. So much strength and virtue gone out of him because of the preaching of the word. And what it's like to be able to take that volume of meetings. And what it's like to come into those fields where there's all sorts of demon power to challenge you. Where they've got Muslim, where they've got, Lord, all of the ancestor worship. Where there's only one family in the whole of the island that is a Christian. And all the rest are pagan worshippers. But Lord, let them find grace in the eyes of those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let them be raised up. I pray that you'd allow them to preach the word, not in word only, but in power and demonstration of your Holy Ghost. And then I know, Lord, that the church would be looking forward to their pastor coming home. But I pray you'd strengthen the flock. I noticed, Lord, that the church in Medan was a little bit lethargic. A little more lethargic than they used to be. So pray, Lord, you'd work at both ends. Lift up their hearts. Lift up their inspiration, Lord. Lift them up into a place where there can be such a union and a reunion when our brother Ito gets home. We thank you, Lord. I pray that you'd order those things for the brethren there in Myanmar. I know, Lord, I've got strength for war, but that kind of strength, I know I could have done that when I was younger. But Father, just help us to come to a time where the teaching of the word, which I know the brethren in Myanmar need, but a time that would work. Grant it, Father, I pray. Even if we could go back to 10 o'clock our time, I ask it, Lord, for your namesake and for your glory. I commit these things into your hands, Father, asking them in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord.
Fire away, Brennan. I took the liberty as the pastor.
I ain't giving. Jesus, Lord, we divide love, protect sovereign grace, takes a hold, comes to find a resting place for your children, called for the namesake to God. Step them to the vortex of your work, Lord, and create the atmosphere of people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. You declared it to our hearts, Lord. And Father God, we can speak that spoken word, as our pastor said. Keep pulling it out of the book, Lord. We can stay in the same panel, Lord God, until we hear, see the results, Lord God. Spiritual multiplication because of your spoken word, Lord. The original seed. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us, Lord, to declare these new things, Lord God. Not by might, but by power, by your Spirit, Lord. The Spirit of the living God. Because I'm a really good Lord. Lord, sovereign grace takes a hold of you. Because all the gods of God, Lord, are really mighty in the presence of your life. And you've given us that substance material to step in, Lord God, and have the same faith in God, and the same faith in one another, Lord God, and that same divine love of God. Father God, from eternity back to eternity again. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Jesus Christ.
The harvest is one perfect way, I think about the international bond, Lord, even a national bond, Lord God, the body of Christ is the international bond. So I just pray, Father, Lord, that you'd just come with every request that was made tonight, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, that you'd find the timing, Lord, that you'd find stimulate, Lord God, that fivefold ministry, Lord, to complete the work, Lord God.
Correct.
Lord, even to run shoulders, Lord God, for the vision, Lord, that's received to us, Lord God. Stir the hearts, Father God, of the fivefold ministers, Lord God. Lord, that, Lord, you can come together, work in unity, Father God, as a united body, Lord God. Meeting the needs of the people, Father God. Positioning and placing, Lord God, every circumstance that would come, that would be, Lord, moved by the Holy Ghost, discernment, Lord God, Lord, that the words, Lord God, would come as your words, Father God, with direction, Father God, with blessings, Lord God, with discernment, Lord God, you just come on the scene, Father Lord, we ask, Lord God, for more laborers, Father God, to stimulate the gifts, Lord, that we could, Lord, fulfill your work, Lord God, that you've given us, Father Lord. Lord, I pray for our brother here, Lord God, with his mother, Lord. What an opportunity for us, Lord, to come to be in arms with our brother, Lord God. Lord, that we can lift up your name, Lord Jesus, to cry out for the burden of his mother, Lord God, to ask for healing, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you'd hear this cry, Lord God, and angels would, as the opening prayer was here, the angels would go at the speed of light, Lord. Glory to reach the burden, this little burden in New Zealand and the top of the north, Lord God, right across to the nations, Lord God, to vindicate, Father God, that we're in the fivefold national and international vision, Lord God, and you have no limited, Lord God, of breaking through, Lord, our own boundaries, Lord God, and who we are, Lord God, and nobody's. Praise the Lord. That we have the liberty, Lord, to fire our praise across the other side of the world.
Yes.
Lord, with an accurate arrow, Father God. Lord, destinated, Lord, to hit the need, Lord God. Lord, I pray even, Lord God, for this one, Lord, that's looking for refuge, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that through this, the sin might be revealed, Father God. Lord, in openness and fellowship, Lord God, just talking to a couple today, Lord God, knowing that that was happening, Lord, and putting them in the room, Father God, and speaking about the sermon and the points, Father God, and being able, Lord, to put color inside those points, Father God, and coming out to a declaration of what he was actually doing, Father God. Finding the sin so we could act upon it, Father God, to bring restoration, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
So I pray for that, Lord God. I pray for this person, Lord God. I pray that, Lord, we could utilize the gifts that we have here, Lord, to reunite that thing back together as our husband and our house, with the headship, Father God, of your word, Lord Jesus. Just appreciating this time, Lord God. I give you all the praise and the glory. I ask, Lord, that the gifts may be liberated tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, that we could set a standard for 2005, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, that we could liberate ourselves and be a family, Lord God, of Christ.
Yes.
Be examples, Lord God, of how we are. Because we've been around the mulberry bush a few times, Lord God. We don't need to stutter and step. We don't need to feel nervous, Lord God.
We're
a family, Lord God, and we're with you, Lord Jesus. Appreciating your spirit tonight, Lord God. I speak that I'm evolving tonight, Father God. Because we love you, Lord Jesus. We want you to be on the scene in 2005, Lord God. We ask these things in your precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Worthy to be praised, Lord.
Worthy.
You know, Lord, every fiber of our being is to enter in, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I hear the request being brought forth, Lord. I'm praying for my brother. He talks fine over me, Lord. You know, his wife, been waiting from him for so long.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Lord, an armor bearer, testing the revelation. We know that it's expedient that you go so that the comforter can come. So, Lord, I pray for my brethren over there in Indonesia, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They've been a blessing, Lord. The songs, the services, the technology, the gifts and practice, Lord. Divine love went into them, Lord. They were there. They're going through that, Lord. Now, Lord, it's their revelation being tested. I pray that they can anchor themselves to the revelation that you've given them through the vessel, brother, you talk, Lord. Bless them, brother. Bless our brother, Lord. Like, let them be strong. So, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you continue. Give them stamina, Lord. All those people receiving your word, such a word of grace and mercy, Lord. Spirit of God move, Lord. Spirit of God move along this globe, Lord. So, Lord, I just pray for my brother, his fellowship over there, Lord, his wife, his children, Lord. I give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Precious Lord, I take back that time, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord, had us in denomination, Lord Jesus. And I pray for the families that Brother Cuban's church, Lord Jesus, and we desire to come away. But Lord, if it is your will, Lord, we know, Lord, by your word, Lord, that it has been spoken, Lord, that they need to come under this partial teaching, just as we go back and remember when Des and I, Lord, had the desire to come away from where we were, Lord Jesus, and we started, you know, the ark because we thought, Lord, that this was something that perhaps it was your will, but we know, Lord, that when we, you know, stepped into it, how much of a bigger job it is. But you spoke to our heart, Lord, and you spoke to us, Lord, and you showed us, Lord, that this is going to be something bigger than we could. But you brought us someone, Lord. By our prayers that were answered, Lord, you brought us Pastor Malcolm, who was able to unfold these things, Lord. And it took all so many meetings, Lord Jesus, that we were able to hear the word and for us to walk and be able to make the easy decision, Lord Jesus, to come to Moriwa. And I pray, Lord, that the way that you spoke to us, Lord Jesus, that you would speak to the families, that, you know, Lord, that they've got to come under this teaching. It's not easy out there, but just open their ears, Lord, that they can hear, Lord, what the Spirit is trying to share with them.
Yes.
You've seen how busy we have been, Lord, for a little church. And, Lord, we cry out to you all the time, Lord, to bring help, Lord, because we are in the harvest time, and we need more laborers in the field, Lord, just how you have brought each and every one of us here, Lord, because we've heard your word, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that your word will touch their hearts, Lord, and the things, Lord, that they think is right. But, Lord, we pray that the doors will open for our pastor to go down there to minister to them, Lord.
Right.
Show them the things from your word, just like you did with us at the ark, Lord. Even though we thought, Lord, we knew what was best. But we are blessed, Lord Jesus, to be able to come under a pastoral ministry. And I know, really? Lord, this is something that they will need. Lord Jesus, we pray and ask for your covering over Zoe too, Lord, and someone that's been with, that knows what our women go through, Lord, and we know that it's in bondage. It's hard to come out, but Lord, when they look to you, Lord Jesus, you are the one that will set us free. We know, Lord, that she will be set free, Lord, if she will just open her heart up to receive advice, yes. Lord. Have someone come her way, Lord Jesus, even if the fellowship doors open for anyone here, Lord, that can open and testify of your goodness and your greatness of how you brought us out of these things. So, Lord, we just ask that you open the doors of help, Lord, for her, Lord Jesus, and just looking after that baby, Lord, because we know how much our little ones suffer, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just give you thanks, Lord, for the for her refuge, Lord, and even the Father knowing where to come, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you, asking these things in the precious and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise
you, Father, Lord.
Lord, again, here we together, Lord, tonight. Father, what a privilege it is, Lord Jesus, to be in the house of God with like those things.
Yes.
Lord, a little bit of joy coming to the heart, Lord, with our pastor meetings, wanting to be in our local ministry, Lord, and our own nation, Lord, there's so many connections that these nobodies, and little old Moira, Lord, have created, Lord, our brother Andy in Whakatane, our brother Jordan in Auckland, our Auckland fellowship, Lord, it brings a little bit of joy, I believe it's been a desire upon many of our hearts, Lord Jesus, that the ministry, Lord, would be recognized in our own country, Heavenly Father, not having to travel abroad, Lord Jesus, but, Lord, that our own people would recognize the ministry that is amongst them, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, I just uplift our meeting down with our precious brother Andrew, Lord, and the Spoken Word Christian Fellowship, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we plug that into the calendar, Lord Jesus, I pray that, Lord, we would be prayed up, Lord Jesus. We would be prepared, Lord Jesus. We would be ready, Heavenly Father. I pray that you would be with our precious pastor, Lord, that you would, Lord, lead him and guide him as we're breaking out of this mystery Babylonian system, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
I pray that even us as a church body, Lord Jesus, would the mentality would be stripped away of that slavery, Heavenly Father, that, Lord, we would go with such a freedom, Heavenly Father, to be who you have created each and every one of us to be, Lord, to take our light, Heavenly Father, to shine it within, a message-believing church, Lord, but I believe just like us, there's a desire to come up a little bit higher, Heavenly Father, to hear from you, Lord Jesus, to, we know the hour is late, Lord Jesus, we need to get that rapture in faith, Heavenly Father, and Lord, we can't do that sitting in the pew. So I pray that you would be with each and every part of the body, Lord, as we would go as one, Heavenly Father, not this one or that one, Lord Jesus, but a body that is fitly joined together, that we could go and join with our precious brethren, Lord Jesus. The word that you would have our pastors speak and unfold, Lord, it would be, Lord, like the mysteries are being opened, Heavenly Father. There would be eyes that would be opened with such enlightenment, Heavenly Father. I'm a testimony of that same thing, Heavenly Father, hearing the word and, Lord, how it just fills your soul, Lord, as the scripture said, Lord Jesus, that the world has come to take from our soul, but Lord, I pray that the ministry of the word would refresh their souls, that as they dive into 2025, Heavenly Father, there would would be a like-minded faith, Lord Jesus, to come up a little bit higher, to go into action, Lord Jesus. No more sitting in the pew. No more, you know, the church is just the building. Lord, I pray that each vessel, Heavenly Father, we as a church would go, but also each member of the Spoken Word Christian Fellowship, Lord Jesus, would that our light would jump onto them, Heavenly Father, right. That they could be, Lord, a such a hub, Lord, in their community, Lord Jesus. Wherever that you would send their feet, Lord, I pray that you would have it, Lord. And even, Lord, as we would fellowship around natural food afterwards, Lord, I pray that, Lord, that these would be doors of utterance that would open, yes. Lord Jesus, for each and every one of us to, Lord, not talk about the weather or the natural food, but, Lord, to fellowship over that spiritual feed, yes. That we would give us, Lord. So I pray that you would grant the finances that are needed to get to these places, Lord Jesus. I pray that, Lord, if there's accommodation that's needed, that you would provide for all of these things, Lord. We know that the scripture says, Lord, take no thought for what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall put on, Lord. So I pray that we would be walking by faith, Lord Jesus, to wherever that you might lead us this coming year, Lord. I pray that we would hear the word and we would do, Lord Jesus, not sitting around and humming and hurrying about these things, but going into action, Lord Jesus. So I'm just so filled with joy tonight, Heavenly Father, to be with my brethren. I pray that you would just continue to keep us, Lord Jesus, continue to keep us pressing towards the mark, Lord, that, Lord, we all would come up a little bit higher. So just loving you, praying enough.
To uplift you, Lord, and it's time for her to get out of that bed and come home. So we just lay our eyes that you lay on her, Lord, and just get her motivated, get her moving, get her all the cells that are within her body, Lord, and just to be able to move like you move it. That's confident. Thank you.
Yes.
Let us pray. Lord, we just I just want to uphold, Lord, our upcoming fundraiser into your hands, Lord. Lord, what an opportunity, Lord, to, you know, to add into our storehouse, Lord, money-wise, Lord. I know, Father, that there's, you know, there's things that's been addressed tonight, Lord, that, you know, we will need funding for, Lord, to go down to these certain places, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that, you know, as Waitangi comes up, Lord, I know, Father, that time is not on our side. You know, we've only a matter of weeks out, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that, you know, that we may all come together, Lord, as one, come together as one body, Lord. You know, you may bring harmony within the team, Lord. I pray, Lord, against, you know, even just upholding, you know, no tension, Lord, no politics. I know, Lord, that these things can bring division, Lord, within the team, Lord, within the body. But I pray, Lord, that, you know, that we may come together, Lord, as one body, one mind, Lord, ready to, you know, to do this work, Lord. You know, your word says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few, Lord. And, you know, Lord, at the end of the day, Lord, it's not just, we're not there to fundraise for money, you know, for money side of things, Lord, the natural side of things, Lord, but there's also a spiritual element to it too, Lord. You know, our purpose for this, Lord, is an end-time evangelism, Lord, and, you know, the purpose is to find that last, you know, to find the names in the book, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you may use us, Lord. There may be a sensitivity within the brethren, Lord. I pray, Lord, that, you know, you may just use us in a way, Lord, that we may decipher, Lord, you know, who's a name that's in the book, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that, you know, even as we come together, Lord, I pray, Lord, you know, with all the logistics and everything that needs to be done, Lord, everything will go according, Lord, to your will, Father, in Jesus' name. I just want to, you know, just give you the glory, Lord, and the praise. Just want to say thank you, Lord, you know, for everything that you do, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you this evening, Lord, Father, and just uplifting our sister Julie, Lord, to you, Lord. Father, just asking, Lord, as she's there with this back pain, Lord, that, Father, we know, Lord, that it's because she does so much work for you, Lord, the devil is trying to come in and just hinder wherever he can, Lord. But we know, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed, Lord, Father, because we know, Lord, that, Father, where there are two or more gathered, Lord, that you are in the midst. So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that, Father, as our brother Steen and even my sister Maya lay hands on sister Julie, Lord,
yes,
and,
Lord,
and they give her back a rub, Lord, that, Father, there can be just that release of that tension, Lord,
take
Father, in her back, Lord, that all those nerves can just pop back where they're supposed to be, Lord, so that, Father, that pressure can just be released, Lord,
right,
Father, because she does so much work. They both do so much work,
Lord,
for your kingdom, Lord, Father, that devil will try and hinder, Lord. But, Father, we know, Lord, that you are almighty, Lord, Father, that you nothing can stop you, Lord,
Jehovah,
Father. So, Father, just,
Lord,
Father, uplifting our sister Julie at this time, Lord, Father, and just thank you, Lord, Father, for her healing, Lord. And, Father, just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious Lord, just thinking about our brother Daniel.
our sister Julie over there, Lord, our sister Angel. I pray, Lord, he's been smacked over a couple of times, Lord.
Right.
But you're the one that lifts him up.
Glory.
Never fail. Never fail.
Never.
Because he believes in your promise. He believes in the revelation that you have given him personally. He can lean on you, Lord. And we know that you will raise him up because of he is a soldier of the cross, Lord. A mighty Gentile warrior, Lord. So just thinking about these ones, you know, that are suffering, Lord, in your name. But they always, but you always will lift them up, Lord. So I just pray for my brother Daniel, sister Angel, Lord, over there.
Yes.
Such Lord. Wonderful people, Lord. I've never met them, but you know who they are, Lord. Since you put them on my heart, Lord, I ask that you can fulfill this request. So, Lord, I ask these things in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Right it, Lord. Glory.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that we can be here. It's our reasonable service, Lord, and you've taught us that if we know you, we can do exploits, Lord God. And as a house of prayer for all nations, Lord, we join our faith collectively to uplift the brethren in Myanmar who have such a hunger for the word, that, Lord, you would undertake for the right timing to be able to have that extra teaching that they desire from our pastor, Lord God, that you would open up the understanding and of the time differences and the, Lord, you're a God of infinity, Lord. Time is nothing to you, Lord Jesus. But praying that you would open the right timing for our brethren there to receive this ministry that they so need to, for their perfection, Lord Jesus, for them to come up into a place where they are edifying their own people, raising up that bride in Myanmar. I pray and ask that all in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for the work our brother Andy has been doing down in Whakatane, Lord God, and being so blessed when he visited us, Lord Jesus. Lord, as a body, we offer him, Lord God, with our prayers, and Lord, also under expectation to be able to go down there, Lord Jesus, and to, before Easter, Lord God, to be able to be there for fellowship, Lord, to our pastor to bring a word that is relevant to the saints down there. Many of them are old-timers, yet there are new ones as well, Lord. Our brother has been so faithful, Lord, and that work on the streets, Lord Jesus, finding those ones, Lord God, whose names in the book, Lord, yet needing that part of the fivefold ministry to bring them to their perfection, to bring them up to a place of rapturing faith. Heavenly Father, I thank you that those families from Brother Cubans have had the leading to call on a well-recognized pastor, Lord, who has a wonderful understanding of the relationship between shepherd and sheep, Lord Jesus. And Lord, may you just grant that wisdom, Lord Jesus, and a word, Lord, that with you all things are possible, Lord, that there can be that reconciliation, Lord Jesus. Lord, if there are issues that need frank to be spoken one with another, Lord Jesus, and allow those fellowships to take place, Lord God. Lord, that would be the preference, Lord Jesus. Yet, Lord, to have the wisdom to know if they are to go on to join another flock, then there's also wisdom in being rid of yourself, Lord Jesus, to really have a revelation of who their pastor is, the one who's ordained to see them through, Lord, through these experiences, Lord Jesus, of wanting to break away, Lord. And one has to examine if there's any political reasons or any economic reasoning behind it, Lord Jesus. We break that in the name of Jesus. Let that anointing, that eagle anointing, allow these brethren, Lord, to lift above the circumstances, Lord, and humble themselves to the word that they would hear, Lord Jesus. I thank you also, Lord, for the opportunity to for Sister Roxanne and Brother Hepp, who have indicated an intention, Lord, to go and visit our Sister Christina yet again. Bless their hearts for that burden, Lord God. Once again, may you anoint their time of fellowship, Lord. that, Lord, things can be spoken to our sister, Lord, that would help to break her out of that terrestrial prison, Lord, that she's been in for so long, Lord, right. God. And, Lord, I believe our sister's faith is still there, but without the hearing of the word, Lord, Lord, it's she needs that anchor once more, Lord. And I pray you would bless the fellowship that our brother Hep and sister Roxanne would grant have with our sister.
Grant
her a hearing, Lord, to hear the Spirit speaking expressly to her heart, Lord Jesus.
Especially
and, Lord, even faith to rise and deny those circumstances, Lord. We long for our sister, Lord Jesus, to be back in our midst. So by your grace, we ask these things, Lord. Thank you so much. I do uplift the service for Sunday, Lord God, that we can do our homework while our pastor is laboring in his closet, Lord. May we also, Lord, be making our petitions known, Lord God. Yet, Lord, not always be saying, feed me, but, Lord, allow us to bless our pastor by walking in the vision of the word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, he desires fruit, Lord Jesus.
And
so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that that reality will be manifest, Lord Jesus. I know some plants, their fruit is their leaves, Lord. We might be a silver beet or a lettuce, and that might be it. But, Lord, I know that some plants bring forth wonderfully, Lord, in their fruit, Lord Jesus. It goes even tonight, the fruit of our prayers, Lord,
amen,
that are being effective locally, nationally, and internationally. We give you the thanks and the praise, Lord, that, Lord, catching your mind to do your will, Lord God, by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I think, Lord, of the opportunity that you give us up there in Matai B. And I know Sister Roxanne, Brother Hepper, inviting so many of their denominational friends to come and hear the word on Sunday. Lord, maybe there'll be some names in the book that are in the camping grounds while we're in that region, Lord.
Let the word be a trumpet sound that you sound so clear for some of these, oh
God, and even as Sister Roxanne sharing, oh God, how that they've got some of the people so hungry that they even want to travel from Taipa to come down and hear the word. Now Father, if just those things that we're not looking for just leaves and fellowship. We want fruit. If that could inspire our brethren up there, can it not inspire us too, oh God? And just thinking about Sister Christine and listening to Brother Valera and Sister Anne's testimony of when Brother Valera had that stroke. And how that she had to work for all of those months, limbs completely gone, and just slowly work on the feet, slowly work on these things until movement came. Because I believe, Lord, that would help our sisters. We always know, use it or lose it. And we want, Lord, a total recovery for our sister. I think, Lord, of our sister Julie, and I join my prayer, Lord, with our sister Jody's prayer. He's a laborer. Sometimes it's not just because of some pinch in the spine. Sometimes because of all the work that we do naturally, spiritually. It takes a toll on the body, Father. But I pray that you'd renew our sister's strength. Pray, Lord God, that there'd be just such a revitalization,
yeah,
where She'd feel that resurge of your Holy Spirit come upon her, and that resurge of the Spirit so much in such a way, oh God, that it'll push away all that pain. It'll cause her to, Lord, have that bounce in her step again. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that I can just have another bite of the pie, because just feeling a burden for those things. So many things on the calendar already, Father. Let the body raise up together for our fundraising in Waitangi and the opportunity for end time evangelism. So many people from so many different walks of life will be there. Let us shine our light, Father. We don't want to just shine our food. We want to shine our light. And that souls could be won for your kingdom. People can know that we're mystics, as your prophet said. We don't see the way that this world sees. Maybe even there's some words that we could speak that would allow some sense into her whakaputanga. And these things could be greater understood than just what took place at a signing of a treaty. Let life be breathed. All they had is hui. And not a lot happened from all of those years down. But let the impact of the revelation of the word stir up some hearts, get some movement. Because I know, Lord, things will not happen outside of your word. It ain't going to get better. We come into an age of human rights. And I see that all over the world. But what we want to do, Lord, is we want to prepare hearts for the rapture. Grant these things, Lord, I pray in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got another burden, some burdens on your heart? Speak away, saints.
I pray too, Lord Jesus, for our brother Phuc at our Vietnam meeting, Lord Jesus, that you will raise him up on a higher ground, Lord Jesus, that he will catch everything what the speaker is saying and just speak it, Lord Jesus. Get out of his own will, Lord Jesus, just be in the same tune as the speaker is saying, Lord Jesus, and feel a burden for be there. Not just as a translator, but for eating from the bread that was shared by the fivefold ministry to all the Asian country, Lord Jesus. Also for the young brother Samuel, brother Itak's church, Lord Jesus, that's coming in instead of brother Daniel, that you will feed him and bless him, bless both of the translators, Lord Jesus, so they can translate Fluten and with one there's hearing in their own language, they are able to receive it just like as it has been spoken, Lord Jesus. I pray for a continuation for the Vietnam, Lord Jesus, that they will be raised up on a higher level, Lord Jesus, and be active there. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for when I go down from here over to the other house, that Julie is not laying on the bed anymore, but she is standing up, Lord Jesus, that this pitch have been taken away. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for totally healing. Thank you for being here, Lord Jesus, to be able to pray together with my brethren in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord, because there's an urgency in this hour, Lord. You know, there's an urgency of those who are in need of, you know, the spoken word that we have received.
Yes, Lord.
We're not here to just be consumers, Lord, but producers of what you have given. Lord, knowing that we can go forth and produce the very things that you have gifted within us, Lord. Many are called and few are chosen, Lord. And we right. are that few that can come against any principality and power. Knowing Glory. That, you know, as we stand and speak and go forth, like you have said, when we speak to this mountain, that it will be moved from here to there. Lord, you have given us power and authority, dominion to cast out all of these things. Lord, and knowing that the gift that's within us, Lord, the resource, Lord, that we are able to do it, because greater is he that is in us is he than this world, Lord. And oh, I know, believe, Lord, and uphold Brother Daniel. You know, he's been hard-pressed on every side, but hasn't been despaired. Lord, I see the gift that he is enabled to, you know, translate, Lord, and how he is so enthusiastic on the word that's come forth, and that's Amen. A ministry on his own that he is able to minister, Lord. Oh, you know, Father, we thank you, Lord, that he is able to meet many different ones because of the situation that he's in, Lord. Knowing that what you have already accomplished in your word, Lord, we can do the very thing today, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And Lord, when you know that we are in this field to commission to do the greater works, Lord, that we be sensitive, that we may be humble, that we come and we hunger and thirst for that desire that you want us, Lord, to. I know that, Lord, there is life in the blood of Jesus, and when that blood is surging through his body, Lord, that it can raise up into another higher dimension, Lord Jesus. And believing that, you know, the greater works is for a time and a season, for those who need to see and believe, Lord, you know, that they did not come to hear what man had to see and speak of, but hear the Spirit of the Lord speak through man, Lord. The Lord, I know and understand that, you know, we have a testimony that you have done things in many ways. But Lord, when we are commissioned to go out and, you know, preach the gospel to those, you know, that every heart will be able to receive, every heart will be able to come and reconcile and know that there is someone that is living and able to break away the chains, Lord, because, you know, this hour that we're living in is so perilous, is so dark, and, you know, our hearts long for those to turn back to you, even those who do not know who you are, Lord. But I pray that those who are in the mission field, as we see the type and patterns within the word, how Paul was able to go, how Philip was able to go and minister to these things, Lord. We know that there was a burden and a desire, Lord, and you order the steps of a good man. And I know that, you know, when we come, Lord, our hearts long to see the fulfilling of the things that needs to take place.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you may lead us and guide us into all truth. You know, last week I was reading in Psalms, Lord, and how David was able to speak about, you know, the inward part of our body,
right.
how you have knitted it. But within that knitting part, that there was truth. And within that truth, it brought so much wisdom. And when we go through our situations and circumstances, Lord, we are able to use that wisdom, knowledge,
yes,
and discernment,
Lord.
Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. I thank you, Lord, for the greater love that you have poured upon to your bride that we can pour to those that do not know who you are. Lord, I thank you, I honor you, I magnify your name and give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory. Amen.
That of wanting to come out of colonization, Lord Jesus, in different areas of the country, Lord God. Just hearing how our pastor spoke so intensively about it, Lord Jesus, you see it even trying to happen in our own backyard, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, if this is not your will, Lord God, then you would give grant unto our shepherd, Lord God, words of wisdom, to impart a greater understanding of truly what their intentions are, Lord God.
Right.
Grant him wisdom and how to bring forth that which is from you, Lord Jesus. And that, Lord God, they are able to receive this understanding, this unfolding of what might be these ones are trying to do without them realizing it, Lord God. I know for many years we have tried to help and call out those from out of Babylon in the Whangarei area. And Lord Jesus, I know, Lord Jesus, if there were those that are still there, Lord God, then surely, Father, they would have come out by now, Lord. But I pray, Lord Jesus, that wisdom would be granted unto our pastor, Lord Jesus. And even for this coming year, Lord God, we do lift up our pastor, Lord. He is ordained to see us all through in this time, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that even us prayer warriors could be sensitive when we would not even know what is going on with him, Lord God, but you would take us to our knees, Lord Jesus, and be sensitive enough, Lord Jesus, to stand in the gap for him, Lord God, and take those burdens upon ourselves, Lord Jesus, that as one body we can carry our pastor, Lord God, just as we heard of the many saints in their own churches, Nehemiah's church, Lord God, how he, Lord Jesus, stood for your word and willing to pluck off the beards of those who were just colonizing the area, Lord Jesus. And I think, Lord God, of the many different ministries in your word, Lord God, that Lord, there were many against them, Lord Jesus, but Father, we want to stand with our shepherd, Lord God. We want to come under the vision of your word, Lord God, just as the book was read out from Ezra, Lord Jesus, to the people, and they said, all that thou sayest we will do, Lord God. And we are here tonight, Lord Jesus, to stand as one, to say we are here to bid your call, Lord God. No matter if it turns our terrestrial, Lord God, and it might bring weakness upon our bodies, Lord Jesus, but Father, we are willing, as your people, we have heard the call, we have heard the vision, Lord Jesus, we understand what is happening, Lord God, help us also to help one another to understand the vision, Lord Jesus, help us all to be open to one another's encouragement, Lord God, to pull away from their any terrestrial thinking that I can't do this and it's like this at my home, help us to endure one another, to be sacrificial to one another, Lord God, to help them to pull out of the pressures in the home, the pressures of motherhood, the pressures of fatherhood, Lord God, for those that have conquered their different demons with their own families, Lord God, and help the young sisters even, Lord God, to help the younger ones. But Lord, I cry out for our young people tonight, Lord Jesus, our children, our mokos, Lord God, our tamarikis, Lord Jesus, may 25 be such a revival for our young people, Lord God. We commit them into your hands. Even in our prayer and fasting, Lord Jesus, we will cry out for names that they will come and they will have a relationship, a true born-again relationship with you, Lord, that it will not be a forced work, Lord God, and that even you would draw out this word that each tamariki would want to hear from our pastor, Lord Jesus. You lay on his heart, Lord, a word to change their hearts, Lord Jesus. Run. The corner that we are turning in 2025, Lord God, let us all be doing it in unity. Let us all help our tamariki. Let us all help brothers and sisters to understand the vision and to speak in love, Lord God, to put all our raru back in 2024, Lord God, but to know that we are not out to hurt one another, that we are there to be as one as we have been asked to. And we see you doing it, Lord God. So we're going to do our best, Lord Jesus, this 2025, Lord God. But indeed, we lift up our pastor's hands. We lift up our deacon's hands, Lord God. May you supernaturally use them for your kingdom, Lord God. Those messages that are within them, may they not be shy to bring it forth, Lord God.
Amen.
Quicken the word within Elias's heart and Brother Dave's heart, Lord God, and even our Brother Desmond and Brother Larry and our Brother Sue and our Brother Calvin and even in our Brother Neville, Lord
Lord God, if you should use him in such a way. Even in young Samuel, Lord God, and even in young Kaya, and even in Levi, Lord Jesus, and even our young sisters, may they rise up to become singers in the church, musicians, Lord God. We ask and claim all these things for your kingdom, Lord God. So I just give you glory for our musicians, Lord Jesus. Help us songwriters to not be afraid to enter into that realm with you, Lord God, that you can bring forth these words, Lord God, to impart eternal life to our fellowship, Lord God, thereby to give it out to the national and international field. Give you glory, Lord, thanking you for each brother and sister that was here to put shoulder to shoulder, Lord, to keep rank with a perfect heart. Amen. Bless each and every one of them, I pray, as I lift it up to you in your blessed name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, such a wonderful thing, Lord, to be able to come into your house, Lord, and like-minded people, Lord, gather, Lord, together to be able to, Lord, shout your name, Lord. Lord, it's not all about us, Lord, it's all about you, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, when we can come, Lord, and stand rank with one another, Lord, as yoked fellows, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As a body in Christ, Lord. What a mighty work, Lord, that we can do, Lord. Maybe I may not have enough faith, Lord, for this or that, Lord. But, Father, Lord, when we can come together, Lord, and uplift your name, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, such a powerhouse, Lord. Such a strong move, Lord, that we can unite, Lord, and press in towards these prayer requests, Lord. Father, Lord, our enemies, Lord, not this flesh, Lord, but principalities and powers of the air, Lord. And Father, Lord, your hand is not too far to be able to stretch out, as our brother David said, Lord, right across to the other side, Lord.
Right.
With your spiritual hands, Lord, we are able to, Lord, even for our sister Julie, Lord. You said, Lord, we shall lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover, Lord. And Father, Lord, with the faith, Lord, of not just me, but my brethren also, Lord. We are also, Lord, able to, Lord, say, by your stripes, Lord, our sister Julie is healed, Lord. So, Father, Lord, I'm just adding on my little bit of faith, Lord, into our prayers, Lord, tonight. Lord, I know, Lord, my heart went out when I heard that our brother Ito, how he's been away from his flock for 2 months, Lord. Father, Lord, I know, Lord, even when our pastor's gone for a week, and Lord, as a standing in the gap, Lord, with my brothers, Lord, how our heart goes out for our pastor, Lord. So, Father, Lord, I just want to, Lord, uplift their congregation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Their people, Lord. The families, Lord. The pastor's wife and children,
Lord.
Oh,
God.
Father, Lord, the devil would want to come, Lord, while the shepherd is out, Lord,
right,
and chuck a spanner in the works. But, Father, Lord,
be
we know
them,
with
Father,
with the faith, Lord, of the brethren, Lord, and with our prayers tonight, Lord, that we can encourage and uplift our brethren, Lord, over there. Hold the fort down, Lord. Lord, have that shield of faith, Lord,
Hallelujah.
On display, Lord. With that sword, Lord, drawing, Lord, to be able to combat anything that the devil
yes,
may chuck,
Father.
Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just keep my brethren over there, Lord. And Lord, I know, Lord, when our brother Etok, Lord, is within your word, Lord, that wherever he is, Lord, that is the safest place to be, Father. But, Father, Lord, he will not forget, Lord, the reward that I know my brother would like to,
yes,
Lord, and
Father.
That's back with his flock also.
Yes, too, Lord.
So I pray, Lord, you just bless our brother, Lord, spiritually, and also, Lord, give him his desired portion naturally too, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those things. Lord, just remembering, Lord, even on the international arena too, Lord. The national arena, as we, Lord, can hear about our our brother Andy, Lord, and how he is doing the work, Lord, down there in Whakatane, Lord. Take your special gift, Lord, to be able to go right in there, Lord, how our brother is doing, Lord. And Father, Lord, I know even we've seen some of the fruit, Lord, that have come up to even our ways, Lord. We just want to continue to uplift our brother,
yes,
Lord, in those
Lord.
Things, Lord. Continue to press forward in the mark, Lord. Continue to have the same fire, Lord, that burned, Lord, when it started even now, too, Father, Lord. So just be with him, too, Father, Lord, even concerning us going down to Auckland also, too, Father. I know for
yes,
Brother Jordan's fellowship, too, Lord. And as our fellowship will go down there, down to Brother Andrew's fellowship, too,
yes,
Lord. Such
Lord.
Such a joy to, Lord, mingle with the brethren also down there, too.
Three.
To be able to have fellowship, Lord, and Father, Lord, be producers also, too,
Amen.
That our fruit can be on display, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, even though, Lord, some of us may be, how would I put it, lemons or grapefruit or peaches or nectarines, Father, Lord. Lord, when we're all in your garden, Lord, whatever season, Father, Lord, whatever time, whatever day, Lord, I pray, Lord, that fruit will be on display, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, even coming back to the local arena, Lord, I know with our Waitangi coming up, Father, Lord, and our camp that's also coming up too,
yes,
Father, Lord. And Lord, as our pastor has been preaching too, Father, Lord, Lord, I know it's all good to have fellowship and to continue to gain that revelation, but Father, Lord, to be able to be also producers of your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I know, Father, it's a very late hour.
God.
And Lord, Father, we are the mercy seat still on display.
Amen.
And as long as this bride is here, Father, Lord, we want to work while it's day, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We are holding back the judgment, Father. Without this bride, Lord, the great tribulation will come
right,
on.
Right, right.
And Father, Lord, when that great tribulation comes on, there's only it turns, Lord. And Father, Lord, so while we're here, Lord, in this world, Lord, we want to, Lord, continue to let our light shine, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let that fruit, Lord, be on display, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, I know even with the outreaches, Lord, sometimes, Father, Lord, when we are in that perfect harmony, when we are in that rapturing faith, Lord, condition, Lord, our presence, Lord, that we can, Lord, be that thirst, Lord, that saltiness, Lord, that everybody will see, Lord. So, Father, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And, Lord, Father, Lord, even coming right down into our church, Lord, I cannot just forget, Lord, to be able to uplift the hands of the ministry, Lord. Once again, Lord, I know 2025, Father, Lord, how this terrestrial body, Lord, was moaning and groaning about 2024. But Father, Lord, as we are able to, Lord, bring this flesh under subjection, Father,
Amen.
Lord. And as we, Lord, are able, Lord, to continue to prune off those branches, Lord, and Lord, wanting to put on more fruit, Lord. I pray, Lord, that once again, Lord, just not just the ministry that is behind the pulpit, Father, but also the ministry that is even in the pews, Lord, the
yes,
trustees,
Lord.
The deacons, the musos, the singers, Father, Lord,
the
cleaners, Lord, the ones that are in the background too, Father, the Sunday school teachers, our kids, Father, Lord. Lord, we'd want to, Lord, come up that little bit more higher, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Always progressing forward, Father. Even though we may drop the ball, Lord, this terrestrial body thinks we're taking steps back, but Father, we are just getting in more condition to go forward, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. I'll give
thank
you all
you,
the praise, Lord, all the glory, Father, Lord, and just say thank you for this opportunity. For we ask these things in the wonderful name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. And gracious Father, I just think about too, Lord, that the desire of our brother Freddie's heart and wanting to see what they can do in Whangarei. Now thy will be done, O God. I know that is not our territory, but if it be your will, Lord, that we can join forces and raise something up in Whangarei, Lord, give us that direction and vision by your word. Help us to see, O God, your plan for that area. Show us, O God, what it is that you want done with your word, where those names are in the book. And if it be your will that there's a fellowship raised up in Whangarei, then so be it. Then, Lord, where is the shepherd? Where are the support ministries? Where are the deacons? Where are the trustees? Where are the worshippers, the musicians? Because you'll have to birth all those as well, Father. So, Lord, we leave those things in your hands, just looking forward to the fellowship with our brethren around these things as well. Thank you, Lord, for the things that we can accomplish by your grace. We just want to take a short time, Lord, to give you all the praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord, for the saints that have given of their time to come and to join our faith together, to be able to even warm our way into 2025. And looking forward to, Lord, all of the things that we can accomplish by your grace. All, Lord, it takes for us is for you to reveal your will to us in your word, and we'll walk in it, Father. We will be so open to the word being made flesh in us. Grant these things, Father, I pray. Now receive our praise, our worship, the fruit of our lips, the burdens of our hearts, O God. Until, as we heard David the psalmist saying, until we can feel you in every fiber of our being, that's how we want to worship and praise you, Father. So, Lord, we commit our night of prayer into your hands. We join our faith, Lord, with the word that was spoken, the request that was spoken, the word that was spoken. And Father, we look forward to being able to see the fruit. Not just the leaves, but the fruit of the things that we've asked for. Thank you, Jesus. We can commit it all into your hands now. Thanksgiving on our hearts in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing this song together. Amen. Glory. We stand as one. One body, one mind, one faith. We stand as one. With our hearts in one accord. Son and the Spirit of God, brothers and sisters, we stand as one. Here we are gathered, the saints in the upper ripened by the sun. Now it's harvest, let's work together for what we must have, standing in unity, standing in love. We stand as one. One body, one mind, one faith. We stand as one, with our hearts in one accord. Just like the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. We're brothers and sisters. Stand as one, just like Moses and the children to the promised land. Mountain by day, the pillar of fire by night, same masters, Egypt's land. And when this bride is perfected, we will all meet in the new Jerusalem. We'll be standing in unity. We'll be standing as one. We stand as one, in a body, one mind, one faith. We stand as one, with our hearts. Just like the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God. Brothers and sisters, we stand as one. Father, make us one. Father, make us one, that the world may know God sent His Son. Father, make us one. We stand. Just like the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one. Brothers and sisters, we stand as one. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren, for those things that we can accomplish by His grace. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Need You. You need me, amen. Do we need one another? Is that what it takes for a body work where we can edify the body in love? Glory. I need you. You need me. I need you to survive. body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. I pray. Brother Kelvin, if you can close us with a word of prayer, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, saints. Glory. Shall I be? The Lord, even God, is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, came upon me, they stumbled and fell. For by my God, I have run through a troop of death. I've leaped over a wall. Yet true faith, all these things I have done by my God. In the time of trouble, in His pavilion I'll hide. In the secret of His tabernacle, His will I abide. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, the war should rise. For by my God I have run through a troop of death. I've leaped over a wall into high realms. I have conquered all the gates of yet true faith. All these things I have done by my God. Yet true faith, all these things I have done by my God. For by my God.